How does it feel to be back?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's really enjoyable to be back and playing with a team that are doing well, and to get a wee try at the end of my 40-minute stint to top it all off was brilliant.
How's your body feel?
Yeah, no, it was great. I had a good downtime just after tour there, and then a good pre-season, just building my body back up for ready for a big season of rugby. Hopefully it'll go a lengthy stint of injury-free rugby.
Well, Ian, how much easier does it make your job whenever you're coming back into a team that's trying to continue an unbeaten run, three in the bounce?
Yeah, no, look, it's definitely a real positive coming back into a team that's doing well. Yeah, it's good to step into a team that has good chemistry and have results in the pitch. I think it's definitely positive going forward, and makes the job of the player returning to rugby an awful lot easier, given they don't have to try and fit in or try and feel like they have to do anything different. They have to kind of feel you just come back in and do your basics and try and do them well.
Joe Barakat set to leave the province in December after a year with the side. Would you be able to sum up just his impact at Ulster?
Joe's had a great impact. He's been here for the last 16, 18 months or so, and he's been brilliant. He's always got a smile on his face. I think not only on the training pitch but off the training pitch, I think everyone would vouch for me when I say this, that he's a real positive guy, good crack, and everyone was able to have a bit of banter with him. And I think that's testament to his personality, and I think we'll definitely miss him. However, after December we'll look to move on and hopefully go and have a good end of season.
Looking ahead to tomorrow night, Glasgow away. Hasn't been a happy hunting ground for Ulster, but you certainly personally, and have got good memories.
Yeah, we were over there my first European game. I think it was definitely our first season, and we won in Europe over there. It was a season we won all our European games, and our European pool games, and we got a good win over there. And that was my first memory over there. However, the memories since probably haven't been as good as that one. But I think I was saying to Stephen there, I think given we haven't won one over there in the Pro 12, I think we're probably due one now. So hopefully we can turn them over this weekend. I don't see any reason why we can't. I think we've definitely got the team to do it, so look forward to it.
And how much confidence does it give you guys to see that you've been winning ugly, so to speak? And how nice has it been that you've been able to close those games out to win them, despite perhaps feeling there are a lot of things left out there?
Yeah, we understand and we recognise that we've left opportunities out there, but I think it's good for us coming back in on Monday morning, and good to almost ground yourself and say, look, we didn't do this well, we didn't do that well, we have to get better at this. And it gives us something to work on, rather than potentially teams going out there and doing, so to speak, nothing wrong, which never happens. But it gives us something to work on, and makes us it gives us something to measure ourselves by, almost, to make ourselves feel that we can do something to be better the next week. And each week on Monday morning we do come in and we do get a rattle, and we get told this needs to be done better. So look, we know we have to do better this weekend, we know we have to finish our opportunities better, and look, if we do that, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't win.
Glasgow, it's been well documented that Glasgow past 60 minutes always look for opportunities to try and close games out and keep their intensity up for that period of 80 minutes. Ulster recently, that hasn't really been the case. There have been opportunities there, as you say, have been left out in the pitch. What do you think's the key to changing that? What do you think's the key to making sure that after the hour mark you're still keeping those intensities up and that tempo?
I think a lot of it is to do with the subs that come on. I think when the subs come on, they need to add something to the game. That's what's a lot what would be spoken about down in Dublin and down with the Irish camp, that when the subs come on, they have to not only be filling the boots of the person that's coming off, but adding something to the team. And I think that's where we will be very strong this weekend. We'll have a very strong bench, and I think we'll look to raise the tempo of our game and start playing even better rugby when the subs come on, and when we'll look to lift at another level from there. Look, Glasgow will be expecting Ulster to come out playing well. I'm sure they have equal respect for us as we have for them, so I think it'll shape up all in all to be a good game.
Lots made of their back three. Tommy Seymour's in very, very good form in terms of try scoring. What are the other areas in which you need to make sure that you're up for the challenge?
We know that the counter attack's a massive part of their game, and they've got a pack that like to offload. They've got a lot of quality players in there, and they'll have some players coming back as well. Obviously Stuart Hogg back there, he's got a really experienced kicking game, but he can also run the ball too. The likes of players like Johnny Gray in there as well. Although he's a young lad, he's relatively experienced for his age, and he's done really well with the Glasgow pack over the last number of seasons, and the Scottish pack as well. The up front, they've got a good few players as well. So I think not only in the back line, but in the pack, they'll be looking to make impacts there, and they'll be looking to get their offload game going, as I said, through the pack and try and unleash some of their big backs.
It is a different surface, but a surface you're familiar with.
Yeah, no, the playing surface is one we've got out to back the Kingspan Stadium, and we would trade on that definitely once or twice a week. So I think we're well versed in using it. I think that shouldn't be a problem for us. I think we're well used to training on it. All the players are, so I don't see any reason why that should be any different for us.
How far do you think the joint captaincy will go this year into helping you to win silverware?
I think it's good. I think it'll be positive for the team, and I don't think there's two better guys for it to share. They're two guys who are both very humble, and I think either of them would let the other one take it full time if they wanted. However, I think it's a wise decision given Andrew Trimble's form has been for the national side for when he's been playing, and he could be away doing some national duty, and Rob Herring could potentially be in there too. So it's good that we've got our options covered for potential captains, whereas before, when your captain may leave the national camp, you're maybe left questioning who is captain. So I think it'll be a positive move for us this year, and I think it'll definitely benefit us instead of inhibit us.
Well, you mentioned national selection. You've got a tough few games coming up this autumn with the All Blacks, for example. Now, you play them at Soldier Field in Chicago first. How do you feel about going over there to play the All Blacks?
As far as I'm aware, it's going to be very cold. It'll be cold in Chicago at that time of year. It'll be an interesting one. Don't know if it'll be a home game for anyone or an away game for anyone. I think it'll be more of an exhibition match, and it'll definitely be good fun to play in, but I would say it'll be just as competitive. It'll be interesting to see what happens there, and like, we'll be going into the game very positive after last summer. The test in the summer there and overturned South Africa for the first time in South Africa, and I don't see any reason why this Ireland side can't make more history in this November series.
Well, in terms of making history earlier on, Ian, you mentioned playing for the 80 minutes and the importance of doing that against Glasgow, for example, but that's of course going to be extremely important when it comes to playing the All Blacks here as well.
Yeah, no, look, there's no question about it. The All Blacks are the best side in world rugby at the minute. They're definitely going to be coming out, and they're not going to be going into any of the games during their autumn series not expecting a win, but it's up for someone to overturn them and surprise them there, and I don't see any reason why Ireland shouldn't be able to do it in the first game of the series. And saying that, we're talking about the All Blacks. Australia will probably pose just as big a threat, and don't get me wrong, Canada have been known to cause upsets in the past, and as we saw in the World Cup there last year, the so-called Tier 2 sides are upsetting more and more in recent times in rugby, and look, Canada will be a tough game as well.
Ian, thanks very much for chatting.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, man. Thank you.